this next piece that speaks of a sense of place is about this place where we live, this place that we have to look after, a place called England.
Called England, trying to find where I belong. Couldn't find the old flood meadow or the house that I once knew. No trace of that little river or the garden where I grew. I saw town and I saw country, motorway and sink estate. Rich man in his rolling acres, poor man still outside the gate. Retail park and burger kingdom, prairie field and factory farm, run by men who think that England's only a place to park their car. But as the train pulled from the station through the wastelands of despair, from the corner of my eye, a brightness filled the filthy air. Someone sown a patch of sunflowers, though the soil is sooty black. Marigolds and a few tomatoes right beside the railway track. Down behind the terraced houses, in between the concrete towers, compost heaps and scarlet runners, secret gardens full of flowers. Meter grows her scented roses right beneath the big jet's path. Bid a fortune for her garden, Eileen turns away and laughs. So wake up, George, and rise up, Arthur. Time to rouse up from your sleep. Deck the horse with sea green ribbons, drag the old sword from the deep. Hold the line for Dave and Daniel as they tunnel through the clay, while the oak in all its glory soaks up sun for one more day. As you love this English earth, room for vole and room for orchid, room for all to grow and thrive, just less room for the fat banana on his ass and his four-wheel drive. For England is not flag or empire, it is not money and it is not blood, it's limestone gorge and granite fell. It's wheeled and clay and seven mud. It's blackbird singing from the May tree, lark ascending through the scales. It's robin watching from your spade, and English earth beneath your nails. So here's two cheers for a place called England, sore abused but not yet dead. Mr. Harding, sort of England, hanging in there by a thread. Here's two cheers for the crazy diggers, now their hour shall come around. We shall plant the seed they saved us, common wealth and common crown. Here's two
Thank you very much. And I would like to thank, I'm sure you would too, Mark Emerson, Andy Cutting, Mark Lockhart, Tim Harris, Martin Simpson, and Hugh Warren.